WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Yeah, well, they're not the only ones with mixed emotions. I have them too about this new Stones album. On the one hand, it's a heck of a lot of fun hearing these old geezers having a heck of a lot of fun. They're working hard, they're wheezing their way through rock and roll these days, but they sound exhilarated by their effort, and that's no small accomplishment. Sad, Sad, Sad is an example of the middle-aged Rolling Stones operating at full throttle, but it's a pace they can't sustain anymore. A decade ago, they could still do it on an album like Some Girls. 15 years ago, they were able to use their jaded experience to sustain the druggy, bad trip masterpiece Exile on Main Street. These days, you frequently have to take the Stones' skills in bits and pieces. For example, forget what Mick Jagger is singing on a song called Almost Hear You Sigh. Instead, listen to the sound of Charlie Watts hitting a drum, because it's a wonderful elemental sound. Steel Wheels arrives at a depressing time for rock and roll veterans. This has been an appalling summer, dominated by the spectacle of pop musicians past their prime raking in big bucks. All sorts of groups are exploiting nostalgia for greed of varying degrees of venality. In this context, the Rolling Stones tour that begins this week certainly seems more promising than, say, the Doobie Brothers' Let's Milk the Fans reunion, and less noble than the Who's We're Giving a Chunk to Charity outing. This isn't the Rolling Stones' fault, I suppose, except to the extent that these clever businessmen have decided that now's the time to stop all that feuding stuff in favor of one big final score. In this sense, all the new group photographs I've seen of Mick and Keith and the boys remind me of William Holden and Ernest Borgnine and the Wild Bunch. That's Continental Drift, with exotic instrumentation provided by the master musicians of Jujuka, the group that the late Rolling Stone Brian Jones first collaborated with some 20 years ago. That song, with its sinuous jazz structure, is intended to show us that the Stones still have a few surprises up their sleeves. But the only truly surprising thing about Steel Wheels is the extent to which Keith Richards has become the heart and soul of this band. Mick Jagger's phrasing is admirably witty, and the way he wiggles his bottom in the video for the album's first single, Mixed Emotions, is extremely knowingly funny. But Jagger's sense of humor is steeped in irony, and unfortunately, rock and roll OD'd on irony a decade ago. We just don't need any more of it. What we do need is honest emotionalism, and the only time the Rolling Stones locate this quality on Steel Wheels is when Keith sings the album's most undeniably beautiful and heartfelt song, Slipping Away.
Yes, it's just another dream that's slipping away. Each time that I fall asleep, it seems drifting away. Just as you have touched.
Listening to that song, you can almost believe that it offers the image of the Rolling Stones dropping their naughty boy facade, of coming clean for a change, of admitting that this mixture of rock and blues and soul means a hell of a lot to them, and that they still desperately yearn to inspire that same feeling in us.